from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Larry Richard with our anchorman this morning is Pat Septak, and the story about new details from text messages has a lot of people talking about how in the world could this assassination attempt ever have happened in the first place. Pat, those text messages identifying a suspicious character we now know as the shooter, full 90 minutes, plus there were other signs where he was able to fly a drone over the Butler Farm Show site at 4 p.m. on the day of the rally.
Yeah, this is really unbelievable. The more and more that we learn about this. Yeah, the shooter was seen 90 minutes before the shooting occurred. Also, we're learning that he intended to blow up his vehicle in an effort to divert law enforcement from the situation. But this is crazy.
Well, the rest of us, you know, when you look at the details in the timeline and the fact that he was still able finally to get up on a roof with a assault rifle and rip off 8 shots is unimaginable.
Yeah.
And so as they continue to piece the timeline together, there's a suggestion that the Secret Service is trying to throw local law enforcement agencies under the bus. And they're saying, we told them. And so at some point, I guess we'll get a pretty accurate and detailed timeline on what transpired on that fateful day.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump says, I'm coming back to Butler.
Yeah. That's what he says.
And they didn't announce a date or location, though, as I'd mentioned before, if you remember, the last public appearance Donald Trump had before the 2020 election was at the Butler Airport.
That's right. Yeah.
And when he announced he was coming back to Butler, as I understand it, they wanted to go back to that site, but there was another event there. So that's why they moved it to the Butler Farm Show. So we'll see where they decide if and when Donald Trump comes back to Butler, they will assemble the rally.
Yes, and you can bet security will be much more ramped up.
Speaking of which,
the race for the White House is heating up.
And over the weekend, more rhetoric from both sides, including Kamala Harris, and the questions about who might be the vice president. And as you know, Pat, one of those is our governor, who's on the short list, Josh Shapiro.
That's right. Yeah, they're saying an announcement is coming in less than 2 weeks because there is a deadline approaching. Plus, they want to have that in place before the Democratic convention begins in August. So,
and I would imagine in the next half hour, we're going to talk to one of the reporters from our Philadelphia affiliate, KYW, who's done some extensive background work on this because they're vetting the candidates. You know, you want to have a deep dive, make sure there's no skeletons in the closet. So when they make a pick, they are good to go.
Absolutely.
And yep. No word on when exactly that pick will come. But keep in mind, we're just 3 weeks away from the Democratic National Convention. So a lot between here and there.
Yes.
Did you watch any of the Olympics over the weekend?
I did not. I was very busy. I had a couple gigs over the weekend, but I'm sorry I missed it because I heard it was spectacular as far as the opening ceremony goes.
Yet controversial.
Yes, very
because controversial. Of a parody that was depicted that some suggested was a parody of The Last Supper and Leonardo da Vinci's version of it. So we're going to talk to Bishop David Zubik of the Pittsburgh Catholic Diocese in our 9 o'clock hour because he wrote a scathing letter about, you know, what had transpired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And speaking of the Olympics, there's a young man from Central Catholic. His name is Michael Grady, and he's one of the rowing team members for the U.S., and there's a very interesting story because in World War II, his, you know, uncle was part of the Air Force and fought against the Nazis and in France. So he's there at 26 years old and representing the U.S. on the Olympic rowing team.
Mm.
Now, is there any particular part of the Olympics that you're interested in? You know, some people like the gymnastics, the track and field events, the soccer, which the U.S. had their first game and beat up on New Zealand.
Yeah, I'm not...
Break dancing.
I would probably say the soccer more than anything.
I was just about to say break dancing.
Break dancing, really?
Did they show any of that? I didn't see it.
No, I don't think so yet, but it's pretty exciting that there's B-boys and B-girls in this, the Olympics.
And then I had somebody say to me, well, if they could do breakdancing in the Olympics as a sport, why not bowling?
True.
Remember we had the bowling guy on, the coach from St. Vincent, Jeff Zittick, who said they had it as an exhibition, I guess, at one of the summer games, maybe the last one, 4 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what's going on. That's what people are talking about, and we've got you covered on all fronts here in the Big Camp. A lot of people went to the movies to escape the heat. How about this? Deadpool, the new movie, came out with Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. They put Marvel back on the box office on top. This was the 8th biggest opening in history of movies, a couple hundred million dollars. So people wanted to escape the heat and get out and do something different and go to a movie. I'm curious, how many people, if you haven't been for a while, back to the movie theaters where they have these big seats where you can recline, but you don't have to get up when people are coming down your aisle and as comfortable as it can be. It's actually a really pleasant experience to go to a movie these days. If you haven't been in a while, you might want to check it out. And Deadpool Wolverine is back. So, also, if you can't be in Paris for the Summer Olympics, at least you can enjoy one of its iconic smells. There's a new stamp. Aaron, did you hear about this? A scratch and sniff stamp from France.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't know what it smells like.
I was going to say, I'm trying to imagine. My husband was saying that Paris isn't the cleanest.
He's been there?
Well, he has family that's been there, and he just said it's not the cleanest. So for some reason, I'm like a scratch and sniff. What's that got to smell like?
That's actually a great question. also, there is an opportunity for people this week as we get ready for Steelers football to go to camp. I was at Steelers camp yesterday. It was hot, but that didn't stop the fans. I mean, it was packed. But I had kind of a cool experience on the way back. So we went up. I have a friend, Bob Bazzelli, who's Smokey Robinson's business manager. He was there at Celebrity Care Fest over the weekend performing. He wanted to go to Steelers camp. So former GM Kevin Colbert had arranged for us to go up. But on the way back, so Bob's driving, Smokey's in the passenger seat, and I'm in the back. And we're listening to this Smokey channel that they have going, and Cruisin' comes on, one of his most famous songs.
As you're in the car.
As I'm in the car on Route 30 leaving Steelers camp.
With Smokey.
And it was kind of like an out-of-body experience, right? So you got Smokey sitting there just chilling, and then Cruisin' comes on. We're on the channel. They talk. It's Smokey talking about how it took him 5 years to find the right lyrics. He had this music, and he kept thinking, and then he was cruising down Sunset Boulevard in his convertible, and he said, you know, really didn't have a convertible in Detroit, you know.
And it just all came together.
And he said, this is it, cruising. And so he wrote the song, and then the song came on, and here we were cruising down 30 with Smokey, and it was
pretty
kinda
amazing.
Yeah, it was actually one of those moments you go like, oh man,
is this real?
This is pretty cool,
right?
And then Pitbull performed. I couldn't tell
down.
You one lyric of before the show.
Yeah,
the only thing I knew was Fireball.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of his top.
Yeah, and I didn't know what exactly to expect, but I heard he was a great performer, and he got that place rocking.
Because being able to sing and being able to perform, I mean, they're totally different. And he, like you said, connected with the crowd, which
he
makes
really
a huge
did.
Difference.
Yeah. And then
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Them Billy fireworks and raised a lot of money for Children's Hospital, and appreciate all the efforts of our stations, collectively all five of the Odyssey stations who contributed, and who knows how they could top it next. I don't know. What do you think?
Truly. I don't know. They're going to have to put some deep thought into topping that.
Absolutely.
For next year.
And if you get a chance to go up to camp, it's a lot of fun. But we were also mentioned the first preseason game is Thursday night. It's the Hall of Fame game from Canton, Ohio. Then the Steelers play at Acrisure Stadium a week from Friday already.
I'm so, ready. We're going to blink and the 2026 draft is going to be here.
Here we go. Oh, that's right. It's here.
Pittsburgh.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us, Larry Richard, with a chance to check in from KYW Radio in Philadelphia, Pat Loeb. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
And Pat is on our video stream that you can see at kdkradio.com. Pat, I'm sure you were in the business before you could watch the radio, so thanks for joining us this morning.
Very true.
As you well know, our Governor Josh Shapiro is on a very short list to potentially be a running mate for Kamala Harris, and I understand that there was a rally there, and it suddenly became almost a drive for the governor to be the VP, and they have vetted some of the potential running mates, but there are a lot of people here that would like to see it be Josh Shapiro.
A lot of people in Pennsylvania think that would be a huge advantage for the state. I'm not sure why, but there is a real move to get him in that slot.
I'm looking at all the different news outlets that are talking about Josh Shapiro. Fox News, Pennsylvania Dem issues warning to Harris about potential Josh Shapiro, as if there are some things that they wouldn't like to see with Josh Shapiro as a running mate. Josh Shapiro's controversial views cloud his prospects, says Newsweek. And Kamala Harris, front runner accused of sexual harassment cover up. I mean, everything is going to be dug up about Josh Shapiro. So what are you hearing in potential odds of him actually becoming that person?
Well, in southeastern Pennsylvania, he's hugely popular. I don't think anybody would issue any warnings to Kamala Harris about choosing him, except to say it would be a good move. It's hard to tell where the vetting process stands. I've been told, yes, he is a candidate. He is one of several. Several people are being vetted. So it's not like he's a finalist or anything. I've seen some reports that say it's down to him and Mark Kelly. But my experience is that the people who really are the decision makers don't disclose that kind of information. And the people that talk don't really have the right information. So I'm waiting to see.
Well, we have just a few short weeks till the Democratic National Convention, so there's a good chance that we might not know till then, just like we didn't know before the Republican National Convention. In fact, J.D. Vance didn't know, apparently, until 20 minutes before it was made public.
I think that Vice President Harris will announce her choice a bit earlier than Donald Trump did. I think the target is late next week, or at least a week before the convention.
Yeah, I'm looking at different publications. It's amazing. And I'm sure Josh Shapiro in some ways is feeling the heat because to be that this close to being a vice presidential running mate, in the, you know, it's putting the bullseye on him. Maybe he doesn't want all this attention right now. While he's saying, I'm just doing my job as governor in the meantime, have you got any indication from his team that he would accept? You know, he doesn't have to accept the nomination, right?
That's true. He doesn't have to, but he has steadily declined to comment on that. I mean, I think the one thing we can say about how this may be interfering with his job, his ability to focus on being governor, at least it's summer. The legislature is not in session. He's negotiated the budget and that's over. And so maybe he has a few weeks to be in the national spotlight as a potential vice presidential candidate.
And regardless, he's been out stumping for Harris and has been very vocal about his opinions about it.
He is a big supporter of the vice president. That's true. He came to that endorsement event last week that you mentioned that turned into a Shapiro endorsement event as well.
Right.
He rallied over the weekend. There's a rally today with Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So he is definitely, if this is an audition, he is campaigning his heart out for her.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be shy about putting his opinions out there about Harris, and also the fact that they were both the former, you know, attorney generals, her in California, obviously Josh Shapiro here in Pennsylvania. So they share some common ground, and I'm sure they've had some really good conversations. So it might just be Josh Shapiro. Will have to wait. But you think it could come sooner than later?
I don't think it'll be this week, but maybe by the end of next week, maybe early the week after that.
Pat, we appreciate you spending some time with us. We'll check back with you if that happens and along the way here in the next 100 days to the election. I would love to have you back.
Great. Thank you. I'd love to come back.
Pat Loeb from KYW Radio in Philadelphia, and we'll keep you posted. Next, we're going to go to AccuWeather World Headquarters. We need some rain, and do we get a break from the heat this week? It is a Code Orange Air Quality Action Day. What does that mean? Next. We've already started to hear about back to school. Aaron, I saw, my sister sent me a picture. This is over the weekend that Lowe's already selling Halloween stuff. They got their Halloween section. It's a little early, right, July?
I must say, I think it's a little too early for Halloween.
Yes.
I think the pumpkin candles or whatever, absolutely. Halloween, it's a push.
Yeah, I know. Before you know it, Christmas stuff will be out.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back to school is happening. And so 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK, that's us, and WAMO 107.3, partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the new year with the backpack program, Stuff Backpacks, hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS. It's the big drive that we do, and hopefully collectively we can make an impact. I think we can. And just visit the homepage, KDK Radio, and support the efforts any way you can. Do you remember that feeling when back to school was coming?
Of course. I actually used to love it. I loved shopping for new school supplies, backpack, clothes. I loved it all.
Did you ever hear of a store named Zares?
Yes.
You did?
I it's like ringing a bell. I've never necessarily shopped, but I feel like, well, I know.
I remember, so I have three brothers and a little sister. So back to school shopping was kind of stressful because it was chaos.
Yes.
We would go to Zares, and they had a popcorn machine way in the back, which sucked you in, right? Because you had to get
What's
the free
that?
Popcorn all the way in the back. And then, of course, you wanted everything you saw along the way.
Yep.
It was torturous for my mother.
She's like, shield your eyes.
My dad never went to one of those back to school shopping events. But for families, it can be stressful and expensive.
Yes.
And for teachers, too, because in a lot of cases, you would be surprised how little, in terms of, and it depends on the school district, school supplies that they get for the kids, like simple things like pencils.
Oh, yes. I feel like even when I was in middle school, they would provide the calculator for you, like nice calculators. Now, I don't think any of that. You got to come to class. It's like you're in college. They want you to have everything at the ready. It is stressful.
Yeah. So a lot of, on one hand, a lot of parents are trying to figure out how to pay for all this stuff again. It becomes a point of anxiety. Then there's the factor where mom, dad, both are kind of ready for the kids to go back to school.
Right. Probably towards the end of shopping, they get excited, right? Like, wait,
right?
This is good.
Because every day, what are we doing tonight? We're bored.
Yeah. Go outside.
So back to school is underway. Go to our website, kdkradio.com, if you can help stuff the backpacks for our school students. We'd appreciate it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.